Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
Willie Nelson is your artist of the day.
I was a sailor.
From 1641. I'm about 15 years Dana's junior. I hope at the age of 70, I'm still listening to 98.1 and I hear, Dana Wright, a woman who used to hold this radio spot, has escaped from assisted living and is now on the run. It will give us all courage to bust out. So good.
Yeah. So good.
Expected to be armed and dangerous.
Now, I want to be clear. Nursing homes, I think, get a really bad reputation, and I'm not saying this about people who work in nursing homes.
No, because those are the hardest working people among us. Paid the least. They are paid on the lowest rung of the healthcare system for doing the most dangerous work right now. Some of the most dangerous work right now.
And my grandmother, who died. Right, 6 or 7 years ago, was in a nursing home. She had dementia. She died at the age of 96. And I can't say enough about the I went down there. My mom called me one day, and she said, I think Grandma's getting ready to pass. And so my brother and I flew down to Phoenix, Arizona, as if there's another Phoenix. And we went to go visit with her, and... Granted, she knew who he was, but didn't know who I was. That's another story for another day. But I thought that, you know, and we stayed there for a long time. And I thought the care that she received was exceptional. And so, I think nursing
homes... As nice as those places can be. Nice as it could be. It's not home, but it's as nice as it could be.
Yeah. I mean, you're not put there because you're doing well. And... My grandmother was fading, and but I applaud everyone who worked at that place. I don't remember the name of it, but I thought she got exceptional care.
It's backbreaking work. The one thing I remember about the first stop my grandma had, there were two or three stops before she passed. The one thing I can never get out of my mind, as hard as I try, is we walked in and we brought my children, her great grandchildren. Because they made her so happy. And when you walked into the right, in most of these places, there's a grandfather clock, like the old oak grandfather clock. Mm-hmm. The color scheme is mauve and hunter green. And at the base of that grandfather clock, right as you walked in to the right, was a dead stuffed cat. And I could not possibly make that up. We walk in. My daughter makes a beeline because the cat looked like it was sleeping. She loves animals. God, Sophie was probably 5 years old at the time, ran over to pet the kitty, and the kitty wasn't moving.
Uh-oh.
And I looked over at that cat, and I looked at my mother and said, please, God, tell me that is not a stuffed cat. And it was, God, it was a stuffed cat. And I'm like, to what? And why would you put a dead stuffed cat right in the doorway? The people coming in aren't buying what you're selling. I know that cat's not alive.
But the people living there don't know any better. No, they think it's a cat.
No, I draw the line at the dead stuffed cat, Scott, and its eyes were closed. And this was not like a toy cat. This was a stuffed, sleeping, used to be alive. Taxidermist got a hold of it. Let's put it at the base of the clock. Why? I don't know. I cannot unsee that dead stuffed tabby. Can't do it.
Because, Dana, let us be honest with one another.
Just let them have a cat. My God.
Why?
That's what therapy animals are for.
And then when the cat bites somebody or pees on somebody, and you're not going to file a lawsuit?
Not all cats bite and pee, and that stuffed cat is the thing of nightmares.
Okay, then let's declaw it.
The dead stuffed cat?
Yeah.
No, the live cat that you want to bring in, let's declaw the cat, and then the cat's going to scratch grandma. And then you're going to sue. So, listen.
I think therapy dogs are probably a better choice. But there are some cats, and we have a rescue that would be a perfect therapy cat. There are some cats that do enjoy human interaction.
There is not a single cat on this planet that enjoys human interaction.
Have you seen the video, Scott, of the guy pretending to be the cat and the dog having a conversation? And I'll just tell you right now, it goes something like this. The guy starts out as the dog, and he's staring at the front door, and he goes, where did he go? Where did he go? What if he never comes back? What if he never comes back? And then he looks over at the, quote, cat, and the cat goes, I don't care. I don't care if he never comes back. How could you say that?
It's so true.
What if he never comes back? And the cat goes, I don't care. And I literally don't care. I would just go find someplace else to go. And then the dog starts crying, and the cat goes, oh, God. He's crying again. He's crying again. Leave me alone. Please just leave me alone.
Is it clean? Is it a clean video?
It's totally clean, and it is absolutely hilarious. And I don't know that Sam can find it because it was just randomly on Facebook a couple days ago. But anyone who's ever had a dog or a cat, it's what that was. Oh, God.
I have a cat that acts just like a dog. Like, it licks your face and the whole nine.
That is a rare gift,
Sam. He's a cool cat.
Rare gift.
You cool cats and kittens.
Do not say that ever again. Ever again. I'm going to ban. Let's do this.
Are we banning any Tiger King references?
Why don't we start out with the things that should be banned from this point forward on the show? We haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
And Scott, why don't you go first?
Well, I'm going to steal what you were probably going to take. I enjoyed Tiger King in a weird, kind of bizarre way.
Okay.
But it really disturbed – that whole show disturbed the hell out of me.
Okay.
I am, from this point forward, until coronavirus is over, banning any references to Tiger King or Carol Baskins.
I would agree. I think we definitely have to ban Hey All You Cool Cats and Kittens because it makes me want to punch somebody in the face. That's how much I hated that woman.
So I now officially ban – until coronavirus is over, and do not play I Saw a Tiger. That song is banned from this show for life.
I Saw Tiger and Tiger Saw Man. Okay.
You just violated my ban.
What are some other things that we could think about, maybe, from this point forward, we should not say those things?
Sam?
The word coronavirus.
Ooh,
well, that's in the news cycle. We cannot ban that.
Darn. Yeah.
But we could maybe think about banning the new normal.
Oh, please, dear God, yes.
I just said that a few minutes ago.
What do we think about the new normal being placed on the Baskin ban list?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Your turn.
Why don't we go to the text line before I go? And maybe on the text line, there are some things that we all say
Oh God, I'm going to get skewered here.
Why are you avoiding going, Dana?
Let's try the text line first.
Somebody says ban Scott.
No, we are not banning Scott. I enjoy you tremendously. That's a little strong. Let's not go with tremendously. I enjoy you being here most days.
I thought you meant when it was tremendous. I thought it was a...
From the text line, don't mess with my drinking game.
Flattening the curve.
Okay, flattening the curve.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We should ban from all commercials in these rough times. Ban the word unprecedented. And stay safe.
Okay, stay safe. I usually tell people to stay safe. Please stay safe. Unprecedented.
Well, doesn't mean it shouldn't be banned just because you say it.
Unprecedented, I could add to the list.
What about flattening the curve? Here's what I'd like to ban. Tristan mow my grass at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Every single day. He is a 4 o'clock mower.
Every week he comes over at 4 o'clock.
Screaming kids in Dana's neighborhood?
I love those kids. They make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours, Dana? Come on, before we go to the break.
I cannot believe no one has said it on the text. Nope, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it until someone else brings it up. No, I'm not doing it.
No, say it.
I'm not doing it because you'll be mad. I'm not doing it.
Say it.
Mm-mm.
Do it now or I'm not going to break.
No. No.
When do these bans go into effect?
Immediately.
Okay.
Can we do it next break? Like starting segment?
So you can play I Saw a Tiger?
No.
Tiger Saw Man. I think...
I didn't have that ready or anything.
I saw Tiger.
I hate this song.
Tiger saw man.
Country gold right there.
And by the way, Maya, who is my conspiracy theorist daughter, who once thought that man never landed on the moon, thinks he actually sings that song.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah. There's no chance in hell that Dum Dum Baby sings that song.
Okay, Dana, we're late to break. Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to break.
I'm not saying it.
Then I'm not going to break.
I'll just keep playing that one line,
Scott,
of I Saw Tiger.
You remember at one point we all said, okay, we have to retire I Grew Up in Germany. Because we've all been on the air together so long, and people listen every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we all have stuff that we say.
I didn't grow up in Germany. I went to high school in Germany.
Right. We all have things that we bring up multiple times where people are like, okay, right, you don't have to say that anymore.
Got it. All right, what have I done lately?
No, I'm not. I think we should go to break because I love you so much.
Fine, when we get back, you have to share it.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not saying it.
I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger, Tiger saw me.
So, Dana.
Yes.
We cannot proceed with this program until you share what you want banned from the show. And apparently it is something that I say way too much, but you won't say what it is.
You want a hint?
I think it has something to do with Kelly being a nurse practitioner.
I didn't play that song for any reason.
That's our song, Sam.
I love that song. I love Lionel Richie, and I love your partner in life. I refuse to call her girlfriend because I think that trivializes what you guys are.
Future wife.
Good. I love her.
Okay. She tolerates you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I tolerate you. Is that what it is?
I had noticed over the last year that sometimes, multiple times a show,
a segment,
you might mention her profession, which is great because it is the most noble profession we have right now. It was just an observation.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Did anyone guess it on the text line?
Oh, yeah. Several people did.
Here's where this is funny. You and I, Scott, have been doing this for such a long time that it's like we're all friends. The listeners are our friends. We're friends. We're friends with them. They're friends with us. And so the people who listen truly do listen every day. And we appreciate that more than you know.
Yes.
So, you know, once in a while, someone might stumble upon our show who's never listened. But I think for the most part, the people who listen are with us every single day. So they know.
I would agree.
Yeah. They know about Sam, and they know about me, and they know about you, and they know about your partner in life, and they know that I've got four kids. Like, they just know. And sometimes we forget because we're in these stupid boxes like Brady Bunch rejects. We forget that they are with us every day.
Okay. I won't mention her ever again.
No.
Screw you!
No, we want to talk about her.
Scott is so hurt.
But I think you just call her Kelly because we know about, you just call her Kelly. Like, I would say, oh my God, I had dinner with Chris last night. You would just say,
Kansas City's
I had
Anchorman.
Dinner with Kelly. No, you would just say, I had dinner with Kelly last night. And I go, oh, what'd you have? Like, we don't have to reintroduce them because everyone knows who Chris is. And if they don't, like, I don't, whatever.
Well, if they don't know, then they don't watch the news and they're not informed. By the way, isn't he on the air? I have not heard him yet.
Okay, I think he got the message because, I mean, I haven't heard him. And normally, if he's on the phone, I can hear him through the door. Mm-hmm.
So is he like, is he doing the news like, good evening, Kansas City? I'm Chris Katz.
Yeah, he's getting all mellow and sexy with it.
Secret undisclosed location. That is my basement. No, do you know what happened, Scott? We got lucky. Do you know why?
Get ready. Here comes the news.
You know why we got lucky?
Hmm.
He is doing the top of the show at 4 and 5. And so when he's at the top.
Rebecca's doing the news.
Rebecca's doing the news while he's doing the news.
Well, can I ask really quickly, why did they move him home? If this is something where you can't talk about, let me know.
No, totally. Laura has been home doing the news from home, and Chris has been doing the news from the studio because they're trying to keep us all separated, like you and I are separated.
Right.
And so, you know, they wanted to make sure the technology worked. We didn't know if it would work out of our house because he had never done it. And they said, why don't you take a turn? Because Lara's been home for, you know, however many weeks. So you'll see her tonight. And he is in the basement like a, you know, redheaded stepchild.
Doesn't Willem live down there?
Not today, he doesn't.
How's Willem feeling about? Because
what happened to my room? And I'm like, it's KNBC.
Because Chris has to do the 10 o'clock tonight, right?
Yes.
And so he'll be doing that from the basement, right?
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to look. This is I almost said it. I almost said the band word.
Oh.
Yeah, that's effective starting this segment.
I almost said this is a that we're all
What?
And so we've never.
Is it a, it is a NN? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's a not old, not
normal thing.
Not abnormal. It's a not old, not abnormal thing.
I see.
That we're all learning to cope with.
I hate it, but we say it all the time.
Well, we're not saying it ever again.
And you know what I heard? I heard a girlfriend of mine say over the weekend, if I hear we're all in this together one more time, I'm going to cut someone. And I go, dang.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because that was, and I know we got to get to the breaks. I'm sorry. I heard that again on a couple of commercials, and I'm like, we aren't all in blah, 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 blah with each other.
But remember, we're in the same storm. We're not in the same boat.
That's right. News is next. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. I happen to be dating a nurse practitioner. Sam Stevie the Third on KMBZ.
No.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you
so good,
quite as good as I should have.
Interesting story here, Dana. Love to get your thoughts on this.
If I made you,
it's from CNN. And the headline is, we're in a golden...
You did.
Took the time.
Sorry.
No, you didn't.
You were always on my mind.
Such a good song.
Oh, what a great song. I'm trying to get Sam at some point to track down my favorite song, and I bet 99% of the people listening have never heard it.
Which one?
But
that?
It's hard to find because it was part of a movie soundtrack many years ago. Willie Nelson did a cover of Coldplay's The Scientist. It's probably my favorite song he's ever done, even though it was a cover. It is haunting and beautiful, but it's a little hard technically to track it down just because it wasn't a hit. But if you've never heard it, look it up.
Don't talk to Sam. He has to go to the bathroom again.
I know.
The man literally has no bladder.
Okay. I drink a lot of water. This is a four-hour time frame. And normally, like, when you guys are here, I go maybe three or four times. The only reason you notice it is because I have to tell you now, and I don't enjoy it.
Hey, Captain Bitter, simmer down. I haven't gone one time.
Well, drink more water or get your prostate checked, okay?
Oh, we digress. Go ahead, Scott.
So anyway, the headline is, Sam, go, run.
Let's time him. 1-1,000.
All right, it's 3, or check that, 5, 538. Okay.
He's totally going to file a complaint.
I don't give a red. What are they going to do? Kick me out of my house? Give me a break. So anyway, The headline is, we're in a golden age of TV reruns. Soon, they will be the only thing on TV.
Yeah. There ain't nobody shooting nothing in Hollywood right now.
No. And I guess Parks and Rec has become like this juggernaut. And one of the guys affiliated with the show says, we were never a hit. It's one of the great misconceptions about the show. We were a critical darling, but for some reason we just never caught on with the fast food TV crowd. We remained a Reuben sandwich. We never crossed over and became a McDonald's cheeseburger. But years after it came off the air, the show's transition to Big Mac is now complete. And I guess, Stella, it's fine. It's just a dog. Simmer
down. Is it one of the most watched, downloaded things ever now?
Yes. Right now it is. So is. Would you care to guess what the other two are that are at the top?
Are these new ones or old ones?
No,
and
these are
new ones.
Reruns. These are all reruns.
Well, I know, but like Friends, does that count? Because that's been
Friends
back for a couple years.
Friends is number two. But we're not just talking about cable TV. We're talking about Netflix and everything. And all that stuff.
I don't know. You'd have to like Breaking Bad or something?
Nope. The Office.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's on a loop in my house 24/7. And I mean 24/7.
Other big hits that are coming back, Grey's Anatomy reruns. And mm-hmm. NCIS, because of recent, not abnormal that we're having to deal with.
We're just gonna recoin and change that phrase to not exactly abnormal.
But everybody's
but new in nature.
Everybody's watching which is why, by the way, and I don't know if we talked about this on Friday or not. The NFL draft had the highest ratings it's ever had.
Okay, did you also hear that in Kansas City it was higher than in any, like with most Chiefs games and stuff? Like,
sure.
Our viewership of that stuff, like the Super Bowl, is always higher in Kansas City, and
well,
I think the draft is no exception.
Well, but they're also true on all of everything you just said. But also, you have to keep in mind, they're also the reigning Super Bowl champions.
Well, but I mean, any year, if you look at trends in major sporting events, Kansas City's viewership per capita is always way high.
Here's how bad it's gotten for me. Yesterday afternoon, I came back to the house, and I watched a Miami Heat-San Antonio Spurs Game 7 NBA Finals game. I've lost my mind.
Well, but the difference between you and I is that you know how that ends, and I would have no clue. So if, for me, it's like I get to start over and watch these things and actually be surprised. I'm like, oh, look at there. Look who won. I had no idea. Never watched an NBA game in my life.
I'm not a huge NBA fan, but I was LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Tim Duncan, all these guys are playing. I'm like, you know, I got nothing. I really don't.
What else are we going to do, right?
I don't have anything else to do this afternoon. Except
or tonight,
we
or tomorrow.
Except we didn't walk the dog, and I think I'm going to sit down and watch a Miami Heat-San Antonio Spurs final. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten over here.
It's but anyway. Okay. No shame in that game.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me ask you a question. And keep it to over the air or cable TV, not your Netflix stuff, because that doesn't count.
Okay.
What's the rerun you're either A, watching, or B, you hope comes back with a bang?
I would rewatch Seinfeld. Not season one. You got to get me into two or three.
Season one sucked.
Yeah. You got to get me into two or three. And here's my question about Seinfeld. How come Friends came roaring back and the new generation can't get enough, but Seinfeld has not caught on again like wildfire with our kids?
That's a damn good question. Because I'll be honest, and Sam, can you go into the Dana and Parks file and pull out Friends Pivot?
Pivot!
You
can buy a sweatshirt right now that says Pivot because the kids want the stuff.
We were doing that yesterday while we were working out because, you know, we're doing these online workouts now, you know, with our instructor from the club. And at one point she said Pivot in the online workout. And so we just had a field day with that thing. And the three of us, me and my daughter and my nurse practitioner girlfriend.
Who was that?
Kelly.
What does she do for a living?
Oh, she's a nurse practitioner.
And really?
Yeah.
Huh. What, does that mean she's practicing to be a nurse?
Well, that's what I told her one time when we first started dating. But anyway, our instructor said, pivot. And we just had a field day with that. Sam, can you find that clip if you don't mind?
It is no longer in the Dana and Parks file.
What do you mean?
It is one of my all-time favorite scenes.
Well,
too.
Go on YouTube.
But I want to know from the adults listening, why did Seinfeld not catch on and come back? Because Friends, Seinfeld certainly as a show about nothing would be timeless. It's a show about waiting in line at a Chinese restaurant or not being able to find your car
or being the master of your own domain. And
all
I'm
of
out.
That stuff, yes, is universal. It would translate today just like it did back then. And so I don't understand why that is the one huge, I mean, the biggest show arguably ever has not come back.
I don't know that I'd say it's the biggest show ever, but it was definitely bigger than Friends in the 90s. If that's what
is it the biggest comedy series ever?
Bigger than The Cosby Show?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And Cheers?
Yes.
Mmm.
I mean, let me look it up. It depends on how you're measuring it.
All right. Ready? Turn.
Okay.
Turn. Turn.
I don't think we can turn anymore.
I just don't think it's going to fit.
Oh, yeah, it will. Come on, up, 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 up. Yes. Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
Shut up.
Pivot. Pivot.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I don't think it's going to pivot anymore.
You think?
All right, let's bring it back down and try again.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, that's the end of the joke.
Let me read you these five facts about Seinfeld, okay?
All right.
Because without Seinfeld, there is no Friends. Number one, Seinfeld changed the way sitcom stories are written. the structure, the plot development, the scenes. It was about nothing. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I've been doing this show for 8 years with you.
It made us want to watch self-involved jerks. Give me my Marvel Rye! Elaine Bennis is a tremendously influential female character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's, yeah, I don't know if that I agree with that one. The show heralded the death of the multi-camera sitcom.
Oh, where there's just one camera that just follows him around him? Is that what you're saying?
Here's what I can't find. It says one of the most influential comedies of all time. I need to find the rank and why they are ranked the way they are. But right. I would have guessed it was number one. And unless you want to make the argument, it's Cheers.
I'm going to make the argument that it's All in the Family.
What? About the racist?
Yeah. If we're talking about the most influential comedy series, I think you definitely have to consider All in the Family. And I think you have to consider The Cosby Show, even though I know Bill Cosby. Well, I understand. And yes, that's fair. But I don't know how you don't put that in the top five. Finally, in America, you got to see a comedy show with a, and they always say on the 80s shows on History Channel, a middle-class family. He was a gynecologist and she was a lawyer, so that's not middle class in my book, but whatever. But you got to see a normal, loving, black family in a comedy. Look it up. We'll get to it in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Come up to meet you. Tell you I'm sorry. Don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you and tell you I need you and tell you I set you apart. Tell me your secrets and ask me your questions.
Looks like you found it.
So good.
That is good. That is a good remake. I like that. So did you find the MASH has to be, everybody's writing in MASH.
Well, so here's what's interesting. Rolling Stone did this, the best shows of all time. And I will tell you the first comedy on the list comes in at number five. The top four are all dramas. And
of the best TV shows of all time?
Of the best shows of all time, Scott. And I'm going to give you a hint, and then I'm going to let you guess.
Okay.
The top four are all dramas.
All cop dramas, I bet.
And are all recent history. And by recent, I mean not NYPD Blue. You've got to go
more recent
later
than
in time than that. Yes. And I'm going to guess you know three of them, and you don't know. You will never guess the fourth.
All right, give me one other hint. How many of them are not on over-the-air broadcast channels?
Not one. Maybe number four was ABC, but I don't remember.
No. Are they all like TNT and all that stuff, or are they all ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox?
I do not believe a single one of them aired on the network.
Okay, so none of them are network. Some of them are not. All of them are not network. Maybe number four was. Breaking Bad
is number three.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you number two because you're never going to get it.
Okay.
Number two is HBO's The Wire.
Oh, we're going that far into cable.
Yes, deep cable. But you should get number one, and you might get number four.
The zombie show.
No.
Oh. Number one.
You've got to think of like what changed the way we look at bad guys like Walter White did in Breaking Bad. They're looking for more like why was this revolutionary? And number one can really, to me, only be one answer.
Is it Mad Men?
Number four is Mad Men.
Great show.
Great guess. You're still missing the big one, HBO.
Okay, it's HBO, so it's not it's not VP or Veep or whatever it was called. HBO number one changed the way we look at television. Oh my God.
And this was going to be in the 2000s, Scott. And as soon as I say it, you're going to go, guide, of course.
All right, go ahead.
Sopranos.
Of course.
So one is Sopranos, two is The Wire, three is Breaking Bad, four is Mad Men. The first comedy on the greatest shows of all time list comes in at number five, and it is Seinfeld.
Mm.
Six is also a comedy. Think outside the box, and I'll be curious if you get it. It's been on forever.
That stupid Sam, what's that show that Kara Markser loved that I hated?
You're talking about Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, Big Bang Theory.
I love that show.
The Simpsons.
Of course.
And then I don't see another comedy. Oh, number nine, All in the Family.
I knew it. It has to be in there. I mean, yes, if you watch All in the Family would never be on TV today. We all know that. But back then, it was groundbreaking. And Al Bundy, I'm mixing up my comedies here. But that character, whose name escapes me at the moment for whatever reason, I don't know, I'm just having a brain fart.
His real name was Leslie, wasn't it? His real name's a woman's name, and I can't remember it right now.
But I mean, you know, we've played clips from that show before, and it is, in 2020, it is offensive. And
Archie
I understand,
Bunker.
Archie Bunker, thank you. But Archie Bunker was also the antagonist on the show. He was not supposed to be a hero. He was the grumpy old man. He was the Scott Parks of All in the Family. And that's how he was used. I would also remind you, All in the Family had a spinoff called The Jeffersons.
Played by Carol O'Connor. I knew it was a woman's name. Why isn't that weird? I remembered that it was a woman's name. And then... Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
MASH comes in at number 16.
I'm surprised it's that low, actually. All right, we got to run, gang. This Monday edition of the... greatest radio show about absolutely nothing is over. I'm going to go hang out with my nurse practitioner girlfriend. Might watch a little Tiger King tonight. I don't know if we're going to have time. Come on, I'm breaking the rules now. We got to run, everybody. Hey, have a great night. Dana, I'll see you tomorrow. Sam, I will see you tomorrow. We'll see all of you tomorrow. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
I'm drowning in a whiskey river.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.